For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Governor Brian Kemp joining us now. Governor Kemp, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
A lot of people screaming and yelling. I'm sure you're hearing this. I know you've spoken to this. Why didn't you go farther? Why didn't you lock down the state the way the governor of California has, the way the governor of Ohio has? Other governors have done this. Why have you stopped short?
Well, I'm not too concerned about what other governors are doing. I mean, I certainly support them and their efforts. They know their state better than I do. I'm watching what's happening on the ground here in Georgia, what our data is showing us, and what our public health officials are saying as well. But I think there's a lot of other things to consider there, Tim. I mean, that's an easy thing to say, but if you look at the shelter-in-place bans that have been put in place, whether it's Athens, Clark County, the city of Atlanta, they got all kinds of exceptions and exemptions, and, you know, people aren't following that directive. Then you ask yourself, who's going to enforce all those things? I think the measures that I took the other day are addressing specific problems that we've seen all over the state from people not doing what they need to be doing. And I think that's something that we can address and get people to change their habits. As a matter of fact, I had someone that works with me last night text me, and they rode through their hometown. They said it was completely different than it was a week ago. None of the restaurants, they were all doing takeout. None of the other establishments were open where, you know, just a week ago they were packed in there. So, you know, people have to believe in what we're asking them to do. If they don't, it's not going to work. And also, you know, I read a really interesting article early this morning about Wuhan, China, and they did the complete lockdown. And there's a lot of people saying that was the wrong thing to do over there. They basically locked their families together in the house and self-quarantined. They infected one another, and the virus continued to spread. And then when they went out to go to the healthcare providers, it spread even more. So, you know, I'm just dealing with practical reality here. I think I took the right steps the other day. Local governments are doing a little more than I am. Some of them are. I certainly support that. Just like the president and the vice president support what the governors are doing, whether it's the steps I've taken or whether it's what Cuomo or Gavin Newsom are doing in New York and California.
All right, Governor Brian Kemp with us here. As you were joining us, I was discussing schools. You're leaving open the option. As I understand it now, it was your order that ordered the public schools closed through the end of the month. Now, you can rescind that order, and you might on Monday. You may extend it, but it's ultimately up to the local school districts themselves, correct, as to whether they send students and teachers back into classrooms.
Well, I've had a great relationship with our school leadership, and obviously the teachers and all the educational leaders that have to do with all our schools across state, public, private, you know, post-secondary and otherwise. We have we're in constant communications with them. I was on a phone call yesterday with some of those folks. It's a group of people that represent all kind of different districts from all over the state. And we had a really frank conversation about where they are, how's it going, what they want to see moving forward. And so I had taken those suggestions, and I'm kind of chewing on them so I can give them some direction. They just want some direction from, I think, a statewide perspective, which I think now we're in that place. I don't mind taking that leadership role to do that, but they also need it with enough time that they can prepare whatever that decision may be, and I've committed to them that I will do that.
Governor Brian Kemp, earlier this week, it was Monday, day before yesterday, in your address, you talked about some things that will free up the medical community to do more things than they might have been able to do otherwise, doctors being able to cross state lines and practice in Georgia, moving medicines around in ways that might not have been done prior. What are we talking about here? Flesh that out a bit for us.
Yeah, I think it's good, Tim. I appreciate you having me on, because it's good for people to really hear how much we're working on literally 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Then we've been doing that for a month. When you think about a lot of the orders that we're putting out now that would allow for temporary licensure for out-of-state physicians and other, you know, nurses and other healthcare providers, We are asking for volunteers now. We have a way that we can put people into helping with this critical situation. If they're a retired doctor, retired nurses, or other healthcare workers, we've got the National Guard called up, and they are going to be very helpful with our hospitals. They're training now to be able to send a National Guard doctor, nurse, EMT, or medical technician, and then more of a an administrative person or just somebody to help move things around and organize. So these folks will be able to go to hot spots and assist our hospital. So there's a lot of things like that that are going on that, you know, most people don't even realize that we're doing to prepare for this. And we have orders coming out every day, you know, delaying licensure deadlines and driver's license and things of that nature, so people don't have to travel, you know, longer prescription times for patients where they don't have to go to the pharmacy, just trying to cut travel down and especially protect that vulnerable population. That is really what we've all got to do. We have to take care of our elderly and the medically fragile. I cannot stress that enough. This virus is deadly to those people.
Finally, Governor Brian Kemp, about a minute left here. What, if anything, as you track this and work with this, what is keeping you awake at night? What's the thing that is concerning you the most at this moment?
Well, the thing that frustrates me the most is that people won't adhere to this, or some of them. I mean, some people have just done absolutely great. They're staying at home. They're limiting their travel to just necessities, and they're being part of the solution. You know, Dr. Burke said, medicine right now, doctors or government is not going to solve this crisis. The community at large will, just like they did on the HIV epidemic. So we need people to participate in the social distancing, stay at home, and keep their elderly out of the public. The thing that keeps me awake right now is the really ventilators. We're getting 40 ventilators. I think it's 35 ventilators in today that we'll be deploying. There's a nationwide shortage of that. The president and the vice president of the task force have called on our manufacturers in the U.S. to help retool and be making ventilators. But every governor in the country is scrambling for those, me included. And we've got our whole team literally working on that 24/7. And that is why we got to keep the elderly out of the hospital and the medically fragile. If we can do that, we have less need for ventilators. So I can't stress to people how important it is to, you know, don't go see people in the nursing home or long-term care facility. Keep your elderly parents or grandparents at home. You go get their medicine and the groceries for them, and let's keep those people safe and out of the hospital.
Governor Brian Kemp, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Have a great day. Thank you.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.